Welcome to the Beat and Scare It Report, second installment of the Beat and Scare It Report.
Is this our Christmas edition?
This would be the Christmas edition.
Or Happy Holidays.
Oh, Happy Holidays, exactly. So today we got lots of interesting stuff going on. Probably one of the more exciting things for me is the imminent release of the EclipseCon program. The program committee has been hard at work filtering through the many talk proposals.
So have you been on the program committee? Like, are you?
I've been working with the emerging technologies.
So
a category.
So do you know? Can you give us a sneak peek of what are the cool topics you're gonna?
Well, you know, I'm gonna be a little selfish. Actually, I want to talk a little bit about some of the emerging technologies talks that have been proposed. Two in particular. Time being limited as it is, 656 is a talk about.
So that's the EclipseCon number.
The EclipseCon number. Yeah, I was gonna get to that.
Okay,
it's talk
sorry.
Number 656. And it's about Higgins, but one of the things we wanted to do is wanted to kind of try and help ground what Higgins is for people. So it's actually a group, a fairly large group, Jochen Hiller, Gunnar Wagenknecht, Frank Gerhardt, Manfred Duchrow, and Mary Ruddy, actually from the Higgins Project. But the focus of it is actually how to use identity management in your RCP application. So I think what's exciting about the talk is it's actually taking Higgins out of the abstract and bringing it into real concrete terms that I think the mass EclipseCon audience can appreciate better.
That's great. I think a lot of people know about Higgins in the identity world, but the Eclipse world, it's been less well known.
Certainly in the RCP world.
Yeah.
And most RCP developers that I talk to just don't really get it yet, and I think this talk should go a long way to opening people's eyes. The other one that I'm really excited about is my memory for numbers is terrible, but it's actually a main stage talk that's being put on by the ACTF project, the Accessibility Tools Framework Project, about making your Eclipse projects accessible. So it talks a little bit about the APIs that exist in Eclipse for making your applications usable by people who, say, may have trouble using a mouse,
right.
People who use alternative input devices. It also will talk about some of the tools that are available to help you determine how accessible your application actually is.
Great. So what's a main stage talk?
Main stage. Well, there's different types of talks. Main stages are 1 hour long.
Okay.
They're being held in the theater this year. And the idea is these are kind of talks that we think stand out.
Okay.
Maybe interesting. I think a lot of people with special interests are going to root out and they'll find the talks that they need to see. These are ones that maybe people might not otherwise get a chance to see, but important topics, interesting topics. The speakers are all top quality.
Good. So the plan is for the program committee to be out, EclipseCon program to be out when?
The talks, as I understand it, should be either today or tomorrow, or at least soon.
And because we're recording this, so that would be Tuesday,
yeah,
December 16th.
Good point, Ian. I tend to forget that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully we'll get this recording up before it actually comes out.
Or at the same time would be even better. But yeah, so EclipseCon, the EclipseCon schedule should be coming up. This will be the talks. The tutorials, of course, will follow short time into the new year.
Okay, good. So, and a couple other things around EclipseCon that we're kind of working on. So Lynn and I are actually working on the Eclipse Awards. Each year what we do is we have individual awards and technology/product awards. So we put the call for nominations out. And I think what I really like the individual awards because I think this is an opportunity for there's lots of great people that do lots of great stuff in the community throughout the year. And this is an opportunity to really kind of recognize those people, those individuals, and even just nominating someone is really, really a nice way of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage everyone to go out and nominate. Now, you can't nominate Wayne because he's a foundation employee, but he's a great guy too.
Well, so. You could. We would just veto that nomination.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, feel free.
Yeah, but actually, you know what? To show that you're listening to this podcast, why don't you go and nominate Wayne and just to have some proof that actually someone actually listened this far in. So nominations are open until the end of January, and product and open source projects are welcome to put their nominations in, and if you want to nominate an individual, it's open Bugzilla. The other thing that we're doing, and this is new this year, is because usually people like Chris and Isachak complain about the EclipseCon wardrobe, the t-shirt. We've opened up a competition and Nick Bolt's helping do this, to design a t-shirt. And so what we're asking for people like Chris Nisichuk to actually put in a design for what they would like to see is for the commuter, and this can be used for the commuter T-shirt. But we're also looking at if Chris actually does a good job on his T-shirt design, we would actually use it for kind of a general Eclipse shirt. So
I'm really looking forward to Chris's submission. Now, actually, on that topic, submitting is pretty straightforward. There's a web page if you're interested in participating on this. Of course, Nick has been blogging about this, so that information is on Planet Eclipse. But if you just want to find some more information about the contest itself, www.eclipse.org/community/t-shirt/eclipsecon09.php.
And certainly, like other people that complain about kind of our wardrobe or Eclipse shirts, can put submissions in too. It's not just Chris.
And you know what? You don't even have to be a complainer. If you just have a great idea for a T-shirt, I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
That would be the positive way of saying it.
Well, you know, I spin. That's what I do.
That's right. That's right. You're the evangelist. So the other thing that I've actually been working on was the Eclipse Banking Day. So we just finished up last week, Eclipse Banking Day in New York City, which was a great success. The one thing that I'm always amazed of is actually how RCP is being used by some of these banks. And so we had two presentations, one from RBC Capital and one from JP Morgan, and they're both actually defining their own platform, a desktop platform, for doing integration, application integration based on RCP.
What kind of target audience?
So this is actually their traders. End users are their bankers.
Like, so kind people of on the trade floor.
Yeah, not on NASDAQ, the applications for doing things like foreign exchange trades or bond trades. And JP Morgan actually has up to 30 different applications that they can now plug in on this platform.
And then combinations of different plugins to build different variations of the
exactly.
thing. Very cool.
So, and so it was really interesting to see. The other interesting theme I saw come out of it was around modeling. And this is in banking, but we're seeing modeling come up everywhere, and really around DSLs, domain-specific languages. And so Morgan Stanley actually did a presentation on an internal tool they have called Modex. Ed Merckx was in the audience. I kind of whispered to him because he knows everything about modeling. He's the modeling guru, and he was very impressed with kind of what they're doing with that. So it was fun to see. We're actually going to do another banking day in London. The tentative date is February 12th, so hopefully we'll get more information about that. But the whole idea of doing kind of industry-specific events and get just people from that industry together talking, and hopefully what we're trying to do is get some collaborations going in the banking industry. So the next one will be in London in February. We'll get more information out over the next week or so. So I guess the next topic we're going to talk about is kind of some interesting new project proposals.
Sure. I know, Ian, you're excited about the TAP.
Yeah, so a new one just came in just a couple of days ago called the Test Automation Platform. My understanding, the whole idea is doing black box testing for hardware devices. So it comes out of the network router testing by a company called FanQuest that has brought forward the proposal. And I think it's actually an interesting example of, again, it's back to industry-specific technology coming to Eclipse, and I think it'd be interesting to go forward. Interested parties listed were Cisco and British Telecom and a couple other companies, but I think that's kind of cool. The other ones that caught my eye was very closely related to E4, but around the presentation modeling framework. The technology is using a metamodel framework for modeling a UI.
They're actually doing a lot of work like that in E4, so this is, a split in the project, or do you think one is influencing the other?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if it's at what level. I was talking to Yves Yang from Soriotech. I was talking to him at Eclipse Summit Europe. He's been working on this type of stuff for quite a while, basically using a declarative framework for specifying your UI. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. The Silverlight Development Toolkit project has been up for 2 months now, so it's hardly new information, but it's still definitely very interesting. The idea is to build a development environment for building Silverlight applications in Eclipse. Again, pretty exciting stuff. Actually, I think Eve is involved in that as well, isn't he?
Yep, and that's actually been sponsored by Microsoft, too, which is interesting to see, too.
Yeah, so Microsoft getting involved in the Eclipse community is good to see. Definitely, the list of interested parties on that is pretty heavy. In fact, there's a talk at EclipseCon scheduled discussing the work that's been done to date and what's planned for Silver Light. So I'm looking forward to that talk as well.
Great. I guess the final bit of news from the Eclipse community is around Galileo. So that's our annual release train, which is scheduled at the end of June. Last Friday was the cutoff date for projects to opt in. I'm on Twitter, and it showed up that the PDT project actually opted in.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. There's a lot of buzz generated from that.
Yeah. It's I think there's a lot of passion about getting the PDT project on the release train, and it's good for those guys to agree to come on it. So the list of projects is up there. Last Friday, December 12th, was the cutoff date to kind of opt in to be part of it. The Platform 3.5, so Eclipse 3.5 M4 release also came out, I believe it was last week, mm-hmm. which is nice to see. So we're kind of making progress towards Galileo.
Yep, the Eclipse 3.5 team is doing some great work. Today is actually, on Monday today, is their J-Unit test day. They're filling in any gaps in the unit tests that are there for 3.5. So that's kind of a slow down a little bit and make sure that what we have is of top quality kind of process, which is nice to see.
That's good.
Yeah. So with that, there's lots more to talk about, but we've probably bored these people enough. So with that, it's been nice talking with you today, Ian.
And remember, nominate Wayne.
Nominate Wayne for
best something.
Best something, yes. Yeah. Pick something. Be creative.
Yeah. So, and thanks for everyone, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas.